honey. 24 years ago, this past February, I was looking for another church. I didn't go around church hopping, so to speak, but I'd heard about this church, and a friend of mine that worked at where I worked at the factory, but I was at the nursing home at that point, and my sister and her husband came out here some, so I heard a little bit about you all. And my son was 13 years old at the time, and I knew Bonnie and Richard. They had came to the church where I was going to bring some of their youth up there, and they was really contagious. You all know Bonnie and Richard. And so I thought, okay, we'll go check it out. And we came on a Sunday morning. I was working at the nursing home, so I was only off like one weekend a month. And came on a Sunday morning with my little blonde-headed boy. And I think it was about the second Sunday I was here, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, this is where you're to stay. I want to teach and train you, and you are to watch the pastors of this church. They didn't know that the Lord had told me at that time. And so that was something awesome for the Lord to say. And now I look back and I see that it was an honor to them for God to say something like that. So that's what I did. I came to church, got involved and with whatever was going on, and just put my hands to work and did what I was told to do. And I'd always prayed for years, Lord, always allow me to have a teachable spirit, because we can never be so mature that we can't learn. And so that's what I did. So that's 24 years ago. So I'm looking forward for the next 24 years. And I want to encourage you to continue to be a part, to put your hands to do what needs to be done, whether it's little or small, because we're all same in the body of Christ. Amen. And believe it or not, the pastor is not the most important part of the church. Amen. You all are. You take what we teach you and go outside of these four walls and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. God is indeed faithful. So we're just wanting to, for you all to give your testimony today, or maybe it's something that you just want to decree and declare and get out there into the atmosphere this morning. Amen. We got us a runner. That's what Pastor called it.
Okay. I wasn't here before the sanctuary, but I do want to talk about two things. Ricardo reminded me of something. My first visit to this church was Camp of Jubilee. And you talk about never seeing anything. I come here, there's horns, whistles. My wife took vacation to go to church 7 days a week, some days twice a day. That was new to me. I don't care what church you're into outside of this type church, that is different than other churches. And I think she did it as a test to see if I'd run off. I didn't. God liked it. I'm still here 20 years later. Several years ago, we put our name on the brick on the Nehemiah wall there that they did. And as far as I'm concerned, we intended to be a part of this church and continue on. And we also, when I got married, from the man's standpoint, I didn't care where I got married at. But we were going to get married in the new sanctuary, because it was still the new sanctuary in September 98. So I said, "Do two things, Brother Jerry, and the new sanctuary." I said, "Well, that's fine. I don't care. I'll marry an island in the middle of the lake." But we knew where we were going to be. So our family is a part of this church, and we brought the kids along now, and I foresee no changes in that.
Which I have a whole lot to say, but I can't because I'm not going to be preaching. But I just want to say that I had a godly parents. We were, ever since I've been born, I've been in church. But we went to the First Baptist Church when I was first born. And then, like, when I was almost 2 years old, I got into a car wreck. It ran over me, and I got a depressive skull fracture. They said I wouldn't be able to live past six, and if I did, I wouldn't be able to walk or talk or anything like that. And I said years and years ago that, you know, I'm a fruit of the Spirit. That's what it is. Instead of a vegetable, I'm a fruit of the Spirit. Because, you know, God, I knew God then. I don't remember it. But my parents, that's how you train your child and the way they should go so they don't depart from it. And then, and we did good at the First Baptist Church, but we felt, or my parents felt, that there was something different. And then some friends of ours, Jim and Ruth Ann Bottoms, brought us out here. Now, we're in Russell Springs, and we've always lived in Russell Springs. So you know how many churches I can pass from here to there and back again. But anyway, that was in 79 when we came here. And I just thank God that Mom and Dad were searching for something better to be more involved. Because you can be saved and just stay right where you're at. But it is so much more enjoyable to learn what you can get out of the Bible. And to do that, you have to learn under good teaching. And so we've been here forever. And I'm not planning on going anywhere. And neither is my family. And, of course, I wasn't supposed to even be able to have children or get married or whatever. And, you know, but God, that's all I can tell you. And I just couldn't imagine not being at New Life. And people that know me know I'm not leaving New Life. And that they can come with me or they can't. But this is it.
I'm Becky. I'm her sister. I've been here since 1979 as well. I'm just glad that we have spiritual leaders for us, like Sherry said, that trained our parents, that now training me and my children and now my grandchildren. And it's just awesome. And I love this church, and I'm not going anywhere.
I just thank God for New Life. I've been here since 1983, and the reason I came, Miss Ann Tucker invited me to a Bible, vacation Bible school, and it was the first vacation Bible school I ever been to that the adults had a class too. And every night, a man in the church for 5 nights got up and shared his testimony. We're in this little bitty room, so the kids could have the rest of the church. And anyway, that just ministered to me so much because I was raised in a Methodist church, and the women run all the programs, and I've never seen men involved in especially vacation Bible school. So that's something I thought, well, we might need to try that again. But anyway, that really impressed me. But Brother Jerry and Laverne has been with me through thick and thin. You know, I had a wonderful husband that chose to go other ways, and I've seen them minister to him and try to help him through his addictions and come to my home anytime I called to help me and my children. And that went on for a long time. And then through a divorce, they went with me and then started dating Jimmy. And I brought him out here for a year. And I thought if he didn't run off in a year, he might be a keeper. So so we were the first couple married in this sanctuary. And I remember, let's see, it was 2002 in June. We were standing here in church and the state troopers come in the back door. And they come and got me and said there'd been an accident in my pool at my house. And this church stood beside us so much. They just, everybody went to the altar and prayed for whatever. We didn't even know what had happened in my home, but we knew it was serious. And we went to the hospital, and then Bob and Rita came all the way to Louisville when they flew my grandson, at that time he was my grandson, to Louisville. And we prayed and believed for a miracle, and Lane had drowned, and he was pronounced dead upon arrival at Dare County Hospital. And 9 hours later, he woke up, and, you know, the CAT scan showed no brain damage. And, you know, that's God. That's my church, you know, believing in for a miracle, and they did, you know. And then, you know, I don't even know what year it was, 2003, the man broke in our home and tried to kill Jimmy. And this church got behind us, you know, and just supported us, and financially and spiritually. And this church has meant so much to me and my family, and I just thank God for all the word that Brother Jerry and Laverne has poured into our families and believing for me with my children, and have ministered to my grandchildren, and the list just goes on and on. And I just thank God that Brother Jerry is obedient, and Miss Laverne, and now Shirley. We respect her and love her so much, and just thank God for this church and all that he's done through it for me and my family.
Well, I started coming here in 97. Sister Martha was my mom's nurse, and she used to come and she'd tell us stories and things that, you know, went on here at the church. So I ended up coming with my mom and my dad, and then of course in 98 I met my husband here, which has been such a blessing. Of course, you know, we had our counseling with the pastor, and we've both been through divorces, and he says, this is your last marriage. You are staying together. He goes, no more divorces. You know, that was our counseling, because he knew, and I know other ones in the church, when we first walked in and sat down together in church, there were people that was really smiling. Sister Shirley was one of them. Because they just knew that that was God. And this church has been such a blessing to us. And it's been there. And we love our pastors, and we love the body. You are our family. And we'd never leave.
I'm only going to share maybe sort of three events and three memories that sort of stood out in my mind this morning when you were asked about people who went to the old sanctuary. First one was when I started here, I had an 8-year-old and a 14-year-old. And we came to church every other Sunday. And I look back and I think, Lord, just heal me over several years. And the second thing that stands out, and I think my boys were with me, we were in the camp meeting revival, and Clifton Coulter was up front ministering. And this demon-possessed lady came up front. And that caused some stir. And I got a lot of questions from my boys about that. And the third thing is, this is where Rita and I got together. And I was pretty hard-headed. You can ask Rita about that. But the event that probably softened me. You know, the Lord says, don't let your heart get hard. And my heart had pretty much gotten pretty, pretty hard. But anyway, this church has been a lifesaver for me. More than I know. And I might let Rita say something. Might not. She might want to add too much. Bless the Lord.
lot of people probably don't know, but Bradley and I's first date was actually at church in the sanctuary. So he's a little backward. He's like, hey, we're having something at church. You want to come with me? And so that was our very first date. And a few years later, we were married here. And then a lot of you know that we struggled with fertility for a few years. And here's my two children that were dedicated in this sanctuary. So there's just a lot of special memories.
Ago when we moved here, I was born and raised in Columbia, but I'd moved away to different places, and I met Glenn in Florida, and I came back here, and I was searching for a church, and I was downtown on the square for downtown days or something, and there was this group of people singing up there, and one of them was Ricardo, and Pastor Jerry was running the sound booth. I thought, you know, I really like to hear more of that music and that ministry. And I'd been to several other churches around the area, and none of them had really met my needs, what I felt that I needed to hear. And so the next Sunday I came to this church and been here ever since.
Amen. When I come walking through the doors October the 9th, 2000, nobody really expected me to even be out of prison, let alone come walking through the doors. But all while I was going through that, New Life prayed for me. And before that, when I was running around like an idiot, New Life was praying for me. Then that day that come to fruition when Dad told me that I'd get put in a place to where I would listen. Well, that happened. And from that day, it's just been step by step. A step. See, when I first started coming here, I felt really out of place. I did, but I didn't stop coming. I felt out of place. And the more I learned, the more I learned, the more I learned. Then the next thing you know, I began to minister, and I've been to so many churches just because of me coming here. This was the root of it all. I remember one particular Sunday, we were at Nana's and Grandpa's house eating, and we was talking about some things that happened in my life, and first one thing another. I remember Nana telling me, she said, that the good Lord would restore what the cankerworm has eaten. And that's something that stuck with me because I've given in my testimony, I've shared several times that how when I was out there in the world that I got to the point to where when some of my best friends would see me coming, they'd cross the street to get away from me. And now how at this point in my life that now if people see me coming, if they know me, they'll cross the street just to talk to me. And that's an awesome thing. But the biggest thing that I've taken from this church and this church has imprinted on me is that no matter what, Jesus loves us. no matter what, as long as we stay in His graces, we'll be saved, because at the end of the day, that's what that's about. And I just praise God for New Life. There's so many accounts that I can give you of how people from other churches want this church to pray for them, any of their problems. It's always amazed me. People to this day do me this way. Ricardo, you have your church to pray for us. And that to me is awesome to hear. This church is blessed. It's unreal how much anointing that flows through this building and the people. So God is good.
Amen. Amen. I just want to say that we're glad to see Cheryl Wall. You all know Cheryl. She was a big part of this church for a long time. It's good to see her daughter and granddaughter and son-in-law here today. And if Cheryl was with us, I don't think she'd want to come back. But if she was with us, she would definitely be here today. So, Miss Cheryl, amen. Does anybody else have anything? Okay, I'll turn it back over to, okay.
That's okay. Sorry, I don't have to talk in the mic. But all that I was going to say is that because of my mom, this is the second place I've been besides the hospital when I was born. And I've grown up in this church, and the way that I am, and knowing so much about the Bible and writing is because of this church. It built my foundation, and it's still setting bricks to my house, and I'm still learning, and because of this church, I know that I'm loved, and I have grace in my life, and I'm no longer trapped under any sin or anything in my mind or my body or anything, because the blood of Jesus covers it all. And I'm really thankful that Brother Jerry and Miss Laverne and people like Miss Vivian when I was little would teach me. But Christianity is more than just knowing the right answers. You have to have it in your heart rather than your mind. And I've struggled with keeping it in my mind, but this church puts it in my heart. And I'm thankful that it traveled the 8 inches from my brain to my heart.
Amen. I'm going to turn it back over to our pastor. I'm finished. I'll preach next Sunday.
Okay. God's playing loud. I'd like for somebody to go get Laverne and whoever's in her class and have them come back in here. I appreciate all the things that you shared this morning. And, you know, we have a very corrupted enemy. And he'll send messages to you. You ever had him send a message to you? Messages like, who do you think you are? Or do you remember what you used to be? You know, God hadn't forgot all that. Yes, he has. It says in his book that he did, what you put under the blood of Jesus, when you put it under the blood of Jesus, that's the end of it for God. Now, the devil still remembers it because he's going to try his best to use some of it against you. And for some strange reason, a lot of people don't forget it. And you know, and I'm going to say this. Ricardo, it's about you, and I hope you don't care. But to show you what God can do in your life. There was a time years ago when you could go in this town. You could talk to a policeman or a sheriff or someone that knew what was going on, and you could say, you know Ricardo Hughes? Oh, yeah, I know Ricardo Hughes. He's the one with a drug problem. And you know, like he said, I told him one day, I said, son, one of these days God's going to get your attention. And he did. And he changed his life. And I can remember when we were having the downtown day celebration, I believe, when we were meeting on the front steps of the Baptist church with the chairs all set up out in the street and everything. And Ricardo was part of the praise and worship team, and I think he was doing a special. And he was thirsty. His throat was dry. And there was one of the police officers that was there that knew him from the past. And Ricardo mentioned something about, is there a Coke machine around here somewhere close where I could get a Coke? Because everything was closed, you know. There wasn't any restaurants or anything like that open that particular time. And this police officer said, you want a Coke? He said, yeah, I really need something to drink. I'll find you a Coke. And he got in his police car, and I don't know where he had to go, but he went somewhere and he got that Coke and brought it back to Ricardo. And now you can ask somebody in town, do you know Ricardo Hughes? You know what they say? Oh, he's a singer, isn't he? Boy, I love to hear him, man. He really sings. God changes things. And there's probably some of you in here that may have the same testimony. But it's all because of the grace and the power of God, and because we've been willing. Laverne and I, last night, after we went to bed, we were laying there. And we were talking. And I went into the ministry in 1971, which makes it 47 years. 3 more years, it'll be 50. And you know, even at this point, I look back after 47 years and that thought will come through my mind, have you helped anybody? That's how the devil works. Don't listen to him. Because everybody is where they are because that's where they've chose to be. Now, there may be some people out there that they're where they are because they haven't had any other chance. Those are the ones that we need to look at. Those are the ones that need to see you and what God's done for you. And give them some hope. And God never sent us into the world to criticize the world. You know, Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save it. And so, in your life, take what you get. And all of the ones of you that have been here with us for so many years, and you know, God's not finished with us yet. We're still doing something. We're still touching people. And God's been faithful. to supernaturally at times provide the finances that we need to keep on going. But I'd like to call Sister Shirley and Laverne, or should I say Laverne and Shirley. And I would like for the elders to come up too. Brother Ricardo and Brother Bobby and Brother Glenn. I could really call all of you up here. Because you're all a part in what we're getting ready to do. Now, let me say this. For convenience sake, we're not burning our mortgage. Well, anyway, it might not be a good idea because sometimes things come up and you want some proof. But what we are taking care of here and what we're using is symbolically to present the fact that we're out of debt is a copy of the last check that we paid the last payment and a statement from the bank that the payment was due. And I don't know what to say. And you know, I look back and I think of the people that were with us when this started. They aren't with us now. Brother J.W. Kelmer, Delbert Curry, and Cheryl. And others. But we're all still here. Oh, and one other one. One of the people that was instrumental in us being able to borrow the money from Community Trust Bank was Brother Jimmy Hudson. And he's gone on to be with the Lord. And when we first came out here in 82, one of the big contributors, he loaned the church $10,000 so we could get started, and that was my dad. Lee Turner and Ralph. I could go on and on, but I just can't. I've been dead, so I don't remember everything. I use that as an excuse a lot of times.
Oh, he says it a lot. Said if I don't act like I used to, it's just because I've been dead and I'm, you know. But I want to say this. I was praying yesterday when I was walking and praying for the service today and for Pastor Shirley and things. And I thought of an old song that we used to do here that some of you gospel singers would remember. But it says, he didn't bring us this far to leave us. He didn't teach us to swim to let us drown. He didn't build a home in us just to move away. He didn't lift us up to let us down. And God spoke that to me. And he says, you're in a new season. And just wait and see what I do. Because he says, I didn't bring you here to stop it now. Amen? Amen.
Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us through all these years. And all of the testimonies, Lord God, of lives that have been touched through this place. And the light that we've held up to the world. And I thank you, Lord God, for all the people that passed through here that helped us over the years. And some of them have gone on to be with you. Some of them have moved on to other places. They've moved away from the communities. And others, Lord God, have just found a reason or felt led to become part of another church. But Lord God, it doesn't matter what church, because we're all in the kingdom. If we're preaching, Lord God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, some of the peculiar, unconventional beliefs that we might have, Lord God, maybe didn't stem from you, because many things come from our own personalities, from our own attitudes and our own ideas. But Lord God, when they say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. When they hold up, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And Jesus is the most important thing, and Jesus is the author and finisher of our salvation, Lord God. That's the things that matter. Some of the other things, we could get by without them. We could change them. But Lord God, your love through Jesus Christ is the main issue. And Lord God, thank you for doing the things that we couldn't. But also thank you for helping us do the things that we could. And we thank you, Lord God, for being at this point. By your grace and by the faithfulness of your people, we've reached this point where we can are clear and free, and the debt is paid. And we thank you, Lord God, that a long time ago another debt was paid. And not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
You know, today's been also a walk down memory lane, hasn't it? Miriam has put together, we want you to watch. Cole and Sherry put together some pictures that they've made through the, you know, Sherry's our picture taker. And she's got just a few of them, but we're going to watch that. And then also, as we leave to go in to eat lunch, the whole table of scrapbooks, pictures from day one, are out there. Look here. Look there. Miss Martha and her bunch. And look how little Kay is. Looky there. Wow. Praise God where Emily is now. Amen. Glory to God. Kim, I bet you you're in there somewhere if we keep looking. Oh, now, if somebody said, what's that all about? Remember the Easter that he did the stand-up routine? He was a centurion. And believe it or not, I put that outfit together. Afterwards, somebody said, if I'd have known you needed a costume, I would have helped you. Well, looky there. Yeah. Oh, there we are. I'm not sure. That was something. There you go. Oh, look. Bonnie and Richard. The old sanctuary. Oh, looky there. Look how grand. Look how little Granny is. Look at there. Oh, there's Miss Phyllis. Yeah, that's oh, who's that? There. Oh. Boy, honey, you sure look better now than you did then. Glory to God. Oh, there's Brother Ray, Nola, Miss Elizabeth. Oh, looky there. Oh, she called this week. She's doing great, everybody, in Texas. She's doing great. Hey, my Kay. You remember the tea we had with Miss Elizabeth and on our all lady? Yeah, she's doing great. Her house is sold. Oh, there's Mom. Praise God. Oh, I don't know who that is. We'll just go by that real quick. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, there you are, Sarah. Yes, looky there. Michaela. Oh, looky there. Lester. Remember Lester? We used to pick him up. Oh, there you are, the bookstore. There's Adam. Thank you, Lord, for being with Adam. Oh, go on past. You know, I have seasonal changes of hair color, so you just never know. You had a lot more hair then, honey. Praise. Look at there. There's Shorty. Miss Martha's doing the overhead. Oh, there's Pa and Sue. Oh. Where's my little girl? Ricky and Crystal. Wedding. Wow. There's Ben. I got a card from her this week. So they're doing good. Ben's doing great. Miss Connie and Jim's doing great. That's where we're going this Saturday, is down to their church in Madisonville. Look, Sarah. Oh. Yeah? Libby. I don't know, where'd you get that tie? Hey, there's the man. There's Jimmy. They're all look. Oh, there's one of our camps. No, that was Easter. Remember, Ashley? We all, instead of buying dresses, we got T-shirts. Oh, I don't know who that is. Oh, look. Oh, look, Kenzie. Clifton and Jerry. I know. That's why nobody ever knows who I am, only if I'm with you. Oh, look. Look at Matthew. There's Marlon. Look at Kay. Look at Levi. And Matthew. Matt. Delisa. That's Rhoda. That's a play. I don't know if that's a play or not, but we did a play where Jerry was a really mean character. He always played the mean characters. And I always played the angel. I mean, you know, you all get that. I'm not sure why that was the case. But he was so mean in that play that there was a lady here that used to come, bless her heart, she's gone to be with Jesus. And she actually got mad at the pastor because he was treating me that way. And it was a play. Oh, boy. There's Dan. See Dan? That's Shirley. There's Jeff. That is too. Probably dialing 911. But Rod Buxton, Mike Jacobs, that was a camp meeting. There's Aunt Mac and Grandma Sue. There's Janice. And Levi, and Emily. I think Emily's praying. Oh, looky there. Micah's married now. Living in Russell County. Oh, there's Victoria and Joe. There's Panache, Joyce. Panache's mother. And Jerry, that was when we played Deal or No Deal. Oh, there's the dance. Yeah. Oh, now that was camp a long time ago. Yeah, that's right. He's gone to be with the Lord, John Marquez. Oh, Scott's going to shoot us. Look at Paula. Thank you. Wow. I know.
Before I dismiss you, I'm going to say a prayer over the food. Someone, is it all ready? Okay. Let's stand. And you visitors, thank you for coming, and you're welcome back anytime. And stay and eat. Yeah, there's plenty of food, always is. So let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for the memories, the good memories. Thank you, Lord God, for looking down on us with love and compassion when you see us fall. Your heart's desire is, get up. I'll help you. And keep on keeping on. And Lord, I thank you for blessing each one as they leave, but thank you for blessing the time together. Bless the food that's prepared. Bless the ones that prepared it. And again, Lord God, we thank you for every blessing, everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen.